did you learn to fiddle from as a boy?
Green Leonard.
Would you tell me something about him?
Well, he was practically an old mountain boomer here. He liked his drum and he enjoyed his fiddling, and was said to be the best fiddler there was in the mountains here. He didn't ever want to catch his tunes. He wanted to keep ahead. And we didn't teach them to me, but I catched them from him. And in his last days, he told me that I was the only one that had tracked him down. And he wanted to learn me some old pieces before he died. He didn't want them to be buried and live after he was gone. But I never did get to learn them all.
Did he seem sad when he told you that?
Yes, the tears come in his eyes.
Were there very many store-bought fiddles in here in this country? In that
Not area? So many in them days.
Would you tell me about the first fiddle that you had?
Well, it was a canteen my oldest brother carried through the army and was struck with a mini ball and mended. And he brought it back home and left it there and went west. I put my neck to it and made me a fiddle and learned to play on it with horsehair strings. The strings kept giving and it kept me half the time a tuning instead of playing.
You've heard people say that the fiddle is the instrument of the devil, haven't you?
Yes, I've heard that.
What do you think about that?
I don't think so. You can make harm with anything, don't care what it is you pick up if you want to. But if you don't mean no harm with the fiddle, I don't think there's any harm in it.
Mm-hmm.
Me and, I'll tell a circumstance now, and it may interest you. Me and my cousin Fielding Lundy, we used to run about and play the fiddle together. And we'd been up on the river and coming back in the Hampton settlement, and we heard of the last day of a school over there. An old fellow by the name of Avery Jones was teaching the school, and we carried a violin over, and they wanted us to play some. And this old log house, the floor wasn't nailed down, and my cousin had on broken shoes, and he could pat his foot awful heavy, and he got to patting his foot, and directly the scholars got at it, and the house is in a rock. This old fella, Avery Jones, was a Methodist preacher. And he had a mighty savage look, and he looked all around. And he says, "There's no harm in the fiddle, but it puts the devil in the foot. And I want this patent stopped around here."